Blog Talk Radio.
You know, it's important for me to, you know, I haven't been on for a week or a couple of weeks or so, a week. Well, let me tell you, I've been doing things, and whoever's listening to these broadcasts, thank you for listening. This is Stuff Night, and the topic is not give up. And now time for creativity. You know, I just finished a big project in learning, and I don't know if I did well. You know, it had to do with my schooling, you know. It's a graduate school. I took a test, and I don't know if I did well. And you know what? I might have gotten a D. As I told you before, I failed so many times. And, you know, I'm in the music industry, and, you know, I got all these rejections when I was younger, and, you know, failures, I experienced so much, so many failures, but I picked myself up, because I'm going to think positive, you know, I may have done better than what I expected, you know, I probably did, but if I didn't, you know, I did all the best I could, but one thing is for sure, I know things will get better, because the motto of the story is to not give up, and I am extremely tired, because I was put under some really tough situations, but nevertheless, take one day at a time. It's not easy, you know. I have those big dreams. One day at a time, whatever happens, I have to take it, because we only have one life to live. So, but one thing I knew is time for some creativity, and I have been creating, you know. I still sing, I've still been singing. As I say, you know, singing, I have my ups and bad days, you know, sing so great, and then those other days, well, look forward to going back out to sing when this COVID-19 is over. I have just played my keyboard. I haven't been playing, you know, when you play keyboards, you have to practice a lot, and I practice because the keys, I make up all these melodies. And to, you know, to write a song for me to sing or somebody else to sing or whatever, the words come. So I didn't play the keys right, but I understand why, because I didn't practice. I had to practice. Again, that's a form of not giving up. Not giving up on life, you know. Because things do change, you know. One day at a time. I say that because I learned that, thanks to people who helped me understand that life for me is like going for the dream. It just didn't happen when I wanted it to. I experienced too many failures in my life. And I have so many gifts. And I have some successes. So I had to pick myself and think positive because I've done a lot in my life. I'm a great person. I have to just take it one day at a time. You know, yeah, people look at me like, oh, my health, or my health is fine. But they look at my size or whatever. Those are people I ignore, you know. So I'm going to take it one step at a time and continue, whether I fall or if I get up. And it's part of being a human being, one step at a time. I do these shows because it's good for me to talk about what's going on. So I also know that somebody's listening and probably is probably hears me and probably is helped by these shows. So it's good to do that too. So if it's to help people indirectly in some form or another, then that's fine. Some of my shows are not in any way self-help, you know, because I am not a self-help person intentionally. But in the sense of talking about what I go through, I guess I am. So I accept that responsibility because it is public. But I am an entertainer. You know, I've been off the air for podcasts for, you know, Twitter music thing for a while. And I'm glad to be going back. So if anyone who's listening wondering if I'm going to release a song, yes, I'm going to describe how I really feel in the next 2 or 3 months about this song on a personal level, because you'll probably be surprised on what I feel about it, because it's a great song. I just think that it doesn't show my absolute greatness vocally, but it is a good song and it's a good voice. You know, I have a great voice, good voice, and it's important for me to sing, but it's important for me to write and play something for me to bring that song into being. I'm a singer song man, you know. I'm an artist. I love to create singing melodies by singing or playing the piano or tambourine or something to bring it about. So that's an important deed that I have. But I also want to say that creativity should be expressed as much as possible, because it's so positive. But I'm going to take it one day at a time, whatever I feel. So if I get a D or whatever happens, I pick myself up. If I have the successes I had, is to just keep evolving and being positive, but accepting what facing what is going on and try to continue to evolve to be positive. Just one step at a time. I don't, you know, because, you know, life is, you know, it's a good thing. I think everybody, no matter who they are, should do podcasts. Express thyself to the world, what you're feeling. Because what I feel and I express it to the world, and can bring a difference, make a difference. Enhances the world about what people are saying. So that is what it is. One day at a time. You know, it's not easy. But things do, I'm supposed to get better. One day at a time. And it is Happy Hanukkah, so Happy Hanukkah to everybody. Because Hanukkah is a national holiday, it's a religion for everybody, just like Christianity, just like it all. I mean, we're all people. Doesn't matter who we are, we all are equal, no matter where we come from. And I just want to say that too. So you have a good holiday season. Oh, and you know, I experienced so much in the past of my life. You know, I write about these things in my songs or books, etc. But the holiday season is coming up. So I will be doing these podcasts because there could be somebody alone on the holidays, you know. I spent a lot of times alone. Yeah, I was the one that nobody wanted to be around. Alone. But the important thing is when Hanukkah has came, I lit a candle, and then it's going to be Christmas, it's going to be Kwanzaa, it's going to be et cetera, et cetera. You know, holiday season, remember there's always somebody to go to, somebody to call if you feel like you're alone. I did that, you know, I realize that when I'm alone, I'm not really alone because I do have a higher power. So the higher power is important. But there's always somebody that I could be with directly or indirectly. I mean, because when I was 19, 18, or, you know, I came out to Hollywood and, or even when I was a teenager or a child, I was alone on Christmas. I felt nobody wanted to be around me. Yes, I was. Christmas was some of the most horrific times of my life as a young person because I was alone in a room by myself. And it was so painful because I didn't realize that it was just another day. So I just want to say you're not alone. There's always somebody to be with. To call if you have trouble. And that's when I realized I'm not alone. I have my higher power, and there's always somebody to be with. So always remember that. Because when, every time December comes around, it gets me into that mode to be aware of that. There are people who are alone. So don't, while we have our holiday presents and have big holiday meals and feel part of family, the important theme is there's always somebody out there who feels alone or who's by themselves. And just remember that, you know, appreciate what we have. That's how I feel. But, you know, if you're feeling alone, we're not alone. So I leave it there. Good day. Good night. From Dove Night.